It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 30 years ago, the National Plant a Row for the Hungry campaign inspired people to grow fresh produce to support their neighbors who face food insecurity.
And decades later, gardening clubs and food pantries across Wisconsin still encourage anyone with a garden to plant an extra row of produce and donate their harvest.
In central Wisconsin, the Washera County Food Pantry receives more than 2,000 pounds in fresh donations from local farmers and gardeners.
Volunteers hope to surpass that goal this season with help from the Plant a Row for the Hungry initiative.
We're learning about the partnership food pantries have with local garden clubs. Kathy Shaw is president of the Washera Gardeners Club, and Susan Herman is a volunteer with the Washera County Food Pantry in Wautoma. Kathy and Susan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's great to be here.
Thank you very much.
Susan, let's start with you. Can you talk about the work you're doing at the pantry, especially with fresh produce?
We have donations from various stores around the area. We also have donations from people in the area that have gardens, and then they bring in their produce to the pantry. We also have a garden that we're just starting up at the pantry to grow more produce fresh for use at the pantry.
What kind of produce is coming in?
Potatoes, cucumbers. We will get corn and tomatoes, squash, onions, just a huge variety of donations.
And how do you go about getting it distributed? Are you moving it around, this produce?
Right at our food pantry, they get separated out, and then there are guidelines for how many of each different category one of our clients will get. So let's say they'll get three vegetables and two fruits and a package of garlic, mm-hmm. for example. So then they all get boxed up so that when clients come through, they're all ready to receive their produce, and then they'll get other things like bread and meat and so on.
Kathy, turning to you, you're a passionate gardener. We're in the prime growing season. What's in the garden this year to eat as well as donate?
We grow pretty much all of the vegetables that we eat. So it's more like what don't we grow, which is corn, because it takes up too much room in the garden. So we'll go out and pick purchase a couple of dozen ears a year, and that's good enough for us. So I am planning on donating beans for sure. We have a lot of green beans and apples and pears off of our trees. And then we will grow like broccoli. And if we have more than what the gallon of that we will freeze plus what we eat fresh, that would go to the pantry as well. So we kind of do it by knowing how much we're going to need for ourselves to keep for the year. And then we donate any excess.
Wow, I'm still stuck on the pear trees. Can you talk a little bit about the orchard?
We have two pear trees and seven apple trees. And so it's just my husband and I. So it's way more than we can normally eat or even drink as juice or have applesauce or pear sauce and things like that. So again, once we've got everything that we need to put up for the year, all taken care of, the rest of it goes to the food pantry.
And Kathy, I understand this is the first year the Washera Gardeners Club is partnering with the food pantry. How did this relationship develop?
Well, it was kind of an accident almost. We were supposed to have the Wisconsin Honey Queen. We were hoping to have her in January for our speaker at our regular January meeting. And a couple weeks before then, we found out she wasn't going to be able to. So we had tapped the food pantry to see if someone could come and speak from their organization. And Mary Kunesh, who's on the board of directors, came and spoke to us that night. And that's what started the whole dialogue about it.
What was the takeaway? What struck you as thinking this is something we really need to do?
It was Tyler from the food pantry came back to us. Oh, probably in February, or maybe it was early March, and said, what can we do this? And we were going to be having another meeting. And so he came before our seed sharing. We were doing a prep for another meeting, and he came and spoke to about 12 of us, and that's when everybody got really excited about it. He did, and our whole group did, and said, what can we do to get this going?
Susan, what do you think about this partnership and what might come of it?
I think it's an excellent opportunity. My husband and I volunteer at the Washera Food Pantry, and I'm Washera Gardener, so it's like the two just mesh perfectly together as a way of supporting the people in our community that are food insecure. And we've got outlets to make people aware that this is something that they can do with their own home gardens, is bring in fresh produce that they have extras of.
You really think it'll catch on?
I'm certain of it.
You know, we've heard a little bit of some of the items that Kathy has just mentioned growing in her garden, including the pears. What items are the most popular at the food pantry? What do people seek out?
I think any of the fresh fruit and vegetables. People like things that are, you know, easy to make, and you can eat fresh vegetables without any preparation, fresh fruit, you know, straight from the tree. So it makes for good and healthy eating, easy prep. So it's just the perfect time to take advantage of it for our short growing season here in Wisconsin.
Short growing season, and in a pantry situation, I mean, these products aren't like your typical peanut butter that can sit on a shelf for a while. So how do you ensure that the pantry can get this fresh produce out the door and to the people who need it so that it doesn't spoil?
Right. We do have to be very careful of that. The produce is all prepped and put into amounts for each client that day, that morning, as it's getting ready to go out the door. So any fruit that's not, or vegetables that is not fresh and in good condition, gets put aside, and then that gets composted.
I'm curious, in these boxes that you put together for the clients, are there recipes included?
No, there are not. That would be, you know, something that seems like a great idea. What we find with our clients is often they don't have all the other ingredients to make up a meal. For example, a box of macaroni and cheese seems very quick and easy meal to put together, but the client may not have milk or the client may not have butter. So that's where I think fruits and vegetables are such wonderful things to be supplying, not only for the health benefits, but for the ease of preparation and consuming them.
We're talking about the Plant a Row for the Hungry campaign, this national effort to get people to donate part of their garden harvest. And we have Susan Herman there of the Washera County Food Pantry talking about their partnership with Fresh Produce. Kathy Shaw of the Washera Gardeners Club working on this effort. Susan, Feeding America estimates that more than 600,000 people are food insecure in Wisconsin. And thinking about ways to address hunger, more garden clubs and food pantries are starting to work together. What have you learned as far as food insecurity from the perspective of Washera County Food Pantry?
Well, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about people who need food. The people that we see coming through are good, hardworking people, and they're trying their best, but sometimes it's just too hard to make ends meet, and sometimes something suddenly happens to a family. One of the breadwinners is injured and unable to work, or, you know, some other kind of serious thing that happens that makes people who otherwise are able to supply their family with food suddenly in need of support. And so what I really learned is that there are a lot of stories to be told out there, and that we shouldn't be making judgments about people who need help. We should be out there helping them to get the food they need.
Kathy, I would imagine you spend a lot of time in the garden, a lot of time, growing all the produce. And do you think about that those end goals as to who might be eating what you are harvesting?
I think it's great that we have an outlet that is going to help someone else that is food insecure, that any excess produce isn't going to just rot because we don't have time to harvest it or get it over to the food pantry. So that's what's neat about our partnership with them, is getting that word out of when is a good time to drop it off at the pantry, making sure that when we're dropping it off, it's right now fresh, ready to go for them.
And Susan, in April, we spoke with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin about the Trump administration cutting a pair of hunger relief programs that had been run by the USDA. And we talked with Matt Steenstra at the time about the impact of funding reductions on food banks. Let's take a listen.
The increase in hunger has started really back in 2023. And what we've seen is a 30% increase in demand at our food pantries across all 370 partners that we see in our 35 counties. The increase in childhood hunger, we're in the middle of the greatest spike of childhood hunger since the Great Recession.
Is Washera County experiencing this kind of spike? It is particularly in childhood hunger.
I know that number of families that come through looking for support with food is staggering for the small number of people in our Washera County. And there's a real need. And cutting the funding for it is not going to make America great again. We need to be supporting people and helping people to find a way to make their life sustainable and pleasant, and have children grow up with full bellies so that they could become the best possible citizens that they can.
The Washera County Food Pantry receives thousands of pounds in fresh donations. Are there new goals for this particular growing season, considering the hunger initiative going on?
I just know that we're going to do our best as Washera gardeners to get the word out and keep that food coming in so that the food is put to good use, the best use possible, not rotting on the vines like Kathy suggested.
And Susan, you recently opened a demonstration garden on the food pantry grounds. Can you walk us through it and what this project is about?
Well, we just started it. It came up as an idea with the director for the food pantry, and there's a small area that wasn't being used. And so we covered it over with cardboard to eliminate the grass, and covered it with mulch, and purchased some raised beds that we got filled, and we're getting it planted now. So this will be our kickoff year and to really discover what kinds of things can we grow the most effectively in a small space to help supply the food pantry. But we're also hoping beyond that we can show people that perhaps they too could grow some food on their own. And we're hoping to show that there are ways to do it without a great deal of expense, using things that you might have available without having to go out and purchase lots of supplies in order to be able to grow a garden on your own.
Will there need to be more volunteers to keep this demonstration garden going?
Well, I think that we've found there are three of us from the Share Gardeners that are working on it, but we'll also have people that volunteer at the food pantry that can come out and help with, a little weeding and some watering, which is mostly what we need to do to keep it up. And I think that'll be very manageable.
That sounds really exciting. And I wonder, Kathy, do you think that's kind of the next step here in order to continue to spread the love of gardening and just the impact it can make?
Absolutely. And, there's so much more that we can do there. There is actually been a little bit of talk that perhaps in the future that there might even be room at another area behind the food pantry where they might be even able to start up a community garden. So, depending on how this goes, seriously, the sky's the limit.
Well, Kathy and Susan, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
That is Kathy Shaw of the Washera Gardeners Club and Susan Herman of the Washera County Food Pantry. They were talking about the Plant a Row for the Hungry campaign, encouraging gardeners to donate a portion of their harvest to help feed people in the community in need of fresh food.